Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can, if we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
We all take care of the environment in whatever way calls us. Some people row across oceans, as we've been hearing about, and you might call them the crazy environmentalists. Josh Dorfman is my next guest. He's a lazy environmentalist. I've been tracking him pretty carefully because he and I have been pretty much the main ones on green radio, at least at the network level, for some time. And he's about to enter the television world and has a new show on Sundance Channel. We're going to find out about that. So I want to welcome with no further ado, Josh Dorfman, the lazy environmentalist. Welcome to the Green Front. Nice to finally have you on my show.
Likewise. Oh, thank you, Bessie. Thanks so much for having me on. Great to talk with you.
And you know, I guess really anyone who's in the environmental field and is an activist and doing so much can't really be too lazy. But I like that moniker. How did you start out with the lazy environmentalist? What called you to think that's what's needed?
Well, what called me to think that something different was needed was, you know, I about 13 or 14 years ago, I was living in China, and I was traveling around the country. I actually had a very random, pretty cool job. I was selling bicycle locks for kryptonite bicycle locks in China, where there's a billion people riding bikes. It seemed like a really interesting, pretty cool opportunity. About a year into that experience, I started thinking, oh my gosh, there's a billion people here who actually ride bikes, but actually would prefer cars. And they're going to get cars because they're modeling their whole economy on the United States economy, and they're all trying to raise their standard of living. What the heck are we going to do when there's a billion car drivers in China?
How are we going to tell them not to do what we've done?
Exactly. And so I came back from that experience, and I was really angry for quite some time, just, you know, thinking about the way we consume and what's happening and the sort of non-recognition of where we're going as society unless we start to embrace sustainability. But I went through a period of, I think, what a lot of environmental activists go through, of just real anger. And I just started to realize that, you know what, my anger is not really changing anybody's behavior. It's just sort of making people not want to hang out with me.
Uh-huh.
And
I started
thinking, is there another way to sort of accept the reality of that we consume without always thinking about the impact of our consumption, we make products without always thinking about the impact, or sometimes, frankly, trying to avoid the impact of, you know, the environmental impact of how we make things. But given that reality, how can we move it forward and help people start to make better choices given what their behavior is today? So that's, you know, where the lazy environmentalist comes from. It's really saying we're busy, we're accustomed to convenience, so we're lazy. How do we make choices, even given all that, that are going to reduce our impact?
In a multitasking ADD world, what can we do to be conscientious?
Yeah, exactly. We live in a society that's so unbelievably fast-paced. You know, how do you get people's attention long enough to hold it, to show them even better choices, and then, you know, try and what I have found the best thing that I can figure out to do is really try to appeal to people's self-interest. You will like this, it will make your life better, and it will be better for the planet, too.
Save money, smarter, sexier, and more fun, actually. I mean, just look at the fun that Roz Savage, who was our first guest, she's on the second leg of a Pacific row, solo row, to raise awareness about climate change. And then Anna Cummins was on talking about pedaling down the coast of California with her fiancé to raise awareness about plastic pollution. And then the lazy environmentalist, well, I guess we're just talking about it, you and I.
Yeah, I'm just lounging here, you know, relaxing.
But you also started a green furniture company along the way?
I did. 6 years ago, I started a company called Vivavi. And this was the first thing that I actually, when I, you know, I mentioned how angry I was, the first thing I thought was, all right, what I am going to do is trying to create a company that offers people really well-designed furniture, really well-designed home furnishings, usually modern, very contemporary, super sleek, made with eco-friendly materials. And by this doing this, I will show that you can have a gorgeous lifestyle, a beautiful home, and at the same time start to bring your lifestyle into greater balance with nature. So that's how I actually got started, by saying I'm going to specifically create a company to offer people better choices.
And then you had a radio program, I know, on the Lime Network on satellite radio, and also a book. Is the radio program still happening? I don't know what happened to the Lime Network.
Unfortunately, that was on Sirius, and unfortunately Lime shut down for probably a number of reasons, and it was too bad. I love doing the show. I mean, it's, you know, to be in the position that you're in, where you get to just have your finger on the pulse and talk to, you know, folks across all kinds of, probably business and nonprofit and activism. I mean, it's so great to be able to sit in that chair. When I was hosting my radio show, I had a very positive outlook on the world.
You get informed and inspired with every soundbite, and especially when you do a whole hour, you get more than soundbites. I did for 10 years, I just did 3 minutes. That was not enough.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because there's so many great stories out there, and when our media unfortunately tends to slant pretty negative, you open the newspaper and you're like, oh my God, is the world's going to end any day now? But at the same time, there's just so many inspiring, heartwarming, terrific things to hear about and learn about, and that can move us forward in a way that's very positive.
Right. I started the Trash Talk beat in 1997, Earth Day, and I've been wondering up until very recently, where is everybody? This is the best beat in the world. And not only do we have continuing new problems and challenges that are huge and matter, but we have just as many attendant solutions and alternatives and informing, inspiring people at the forefront. And that's why Green Front Radio brings you the movers and shakers at the Green Front Lines. And Sundance would kill me if I didn't ask a little bit more about your new program that's about to launch next month. So let us in on the secret.
So it's called The Lazy Environmentalist, and this is a different kind of eco TV show than what's been made before. What we do, I host the show, and I go find, you know, environmental skeptics, lazy people, and I basically say, okay, you're a fashion stylist, you're an interior designer, you're the mayor of a town, the principal of a school, whatever the situation, why aren't you green? And they come up usually with their list of criteria, and it's usually pretty similar. Well, it's too expensive, I don't have time, etc. So I say, okay, well, if I can find you alternatives that fit your criteria, so not my environmental agenda, but what you're telling me is important to you, would you do it? They say yes, and then I'm tasked with trying to figure that out. So what we really are doing is we're testing some of the best environmental alternatives in the real world and seeing how they stand up. So it's not just show and tell. It's an interesting process to follow. The creator of the show, the executive producer, is this guy, Dave Metzler, who was one of the co-creators of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. So it's a very interesting take on going green, and that's going to premiere June 16th at 9 p.m. It's a Tuesday on Sundance Channel.
It's a great premise, and I bet you don't have to go too far to find people who are either skeptical or lazy.
Unfortunately, that's the case. And so it's a lot of fun. And, I mean, you know, we have things like you'll see on the first show, we do this segment called Lazy Family with this just family of four. They have so much trash. And I'm talking with the guy who's the father of the family, and I'm saying to him, look, you know, we generate so much trash in the United States, we now have to export it to third world countries. And he's saying to me, and this is actually on TV, he's saying, well, I don't understand. I mean, haven't you ever gone to Texas?
Oh, my God. Josh, we're going to have people to tune in to find out what happens, because we're out of time. But it's been a great pleasure to meet you on the air. Let's have a catch-up session soon off air. Good luck with the new program.
Super. Thanks so much, Betsy.
And that's the end of my program on the Green Front. Hope to see you in another place, another time. Please stay in touch. Betsy@thegreenfront.com. Have a great green life in the meantime.